The bull shark is one of the big three that we're concerned about in relation to shark attacks on humans, along with the white shark and the tiger sharks. These are the animals that produce the largest and most dangerous incidents involving humans. Unlike the other two, however, the bull shark is an animal that doesn't live just in the marine world, but in fact enjoys being in brackish waters and even ascends into fresh water. This particular species has been taken inland as far upstream as Illinois in the Mississippi River, just as an example. A worldwide species, it comes in contact then with humans readily in estuaries and river mouths as well as in the sea. It's among the most aggressive of sharks. Once it begins an attack, it generally stays with its attack and continues on, and hence the name bull shark that was given to it. Pound for pound, this is the shark that I would be most concerned about if I see in the sea. White sharks and tiger sharks, both of which get much bigger, are not as aggressive as the bull shark, and therefore I wouldn't be quite as concerned with them as others. All in all, shark attack as a phenomenon is an uncommon situation, with on average about 6 people dying per year worldwide in the sea. So if you think about it, billions of hours being spent in the sea by humans every year, only 6 of us don't come back out. And of those 6, the bulls are probably responsible for about 1/3 of those deaths. My name is George Burtis. I'm a director of the Florida Program for Shark Research at the Florida Museum of Natural History.